Eric's Editorial Podcast, episode number 352, will be a controversial episode, if I can even use that word. Let me speak to you why. First of all, sir, ma'am, how are you? I hope that you, along with your family, continue to stay blessed, privileged, and safe in today's times. Now, I recently was going over some pictures and memes that I've screenshotted and saved over the years, and I came across one that, to me, was being said about black people, but it was coming across as an excuse. And I'll tell you why in a moment. First of all, let me read the statement, and then I will immediately speak my piece. My black people are the only race that tries to clown people for living with their folks. And other races, kids move right back in after college and don't move out until marriage or have saved enough money and built enough credit to live very comfortably, men and women. Also, the grandparents are even moved in with the family to be looked after. They keep houses and property to pass along. There are often three generations in a house living comfortably. Our mentality is very sad and counterproductive. While this particular statement that was said, written, and posted years ago has very good points and merits, it is also an excuse to basically tell you, and I'm not even talking about black people in particular, I'm just talking about men and women in particular, to not grow up, if you will. You were raised by your parents, or you should have been raised by your parents, to be able to sustain yourself by yourself if needed, because the time will come in which you will do it, whether you like it or not, or you want to or not. And if you fast forward to as we speak, there are many of us who move back in with our parents under the guise of the economy and jobs. But there's also many of us who have never moved out. Those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice know people who are older than you who have never had a place of their own. And when I say a place of their own, I'm talking about theirs. Their name is on the lease. Their name is on the mortgage. I'm not talking about a roommate. You do have children that move in after college. But many of them move in after college because a lot of them had fun in college and didn't go there to take care of business. And now they're in debt up to you know what. And they realize they can't afford to be on their own. They wouldn't be able to hack it. Some people do stay with their parents until marriage. But let's be real. Marriage today is not all it's cracked up to be. And do we really, really save enough money? What's enough money? Honestly. No matter how much you save, especially if you're one of us, come on now, be honest. Every single time you get close, You get close to the goal and your eyes see the prize. Something always happens in which you have to end up pinching and taking from that money that you saved. And once you start pinching in it, something else happens. Something else happens. Something else happens. And now you're back to square one. Because a lot of times it's either take care of this or you won't have nothing. You're not going to have nothing and you're not going to have nothing. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And while your credit score means a lot, most people don't care about no credit. They say they do, but obviously they don't. Because most people, let's be honest, rather pay X amount of dollars to live at home and provide for the bills instead of knowing that they finna be spending thousands of dollars a month to provide for themselves and their family. Prior generations, I respect the fact that your grandparents moving in, because I personally don't like when people move their parents into nursing homes. I know that you have a life. I know that you want to be your own person. But I also know that eventually, if the Creator allows it, you will continue to age and you will hope, pray, and prefer that your children doesn't place you in a nursing home. Keep houses and properties to pass along. Not too many of us even have the money and the credit saved up to even have those houses and properties to pass on to the next generations. And then, while I understand a certain number of generations living in a house, why would you even want to be like that when, as you become older, And you know that time is of the essence, you're going to feel like you're being held back. Once again, this statement has merits. It has merits. But at the end of the day, it sounds like a person who's coming up with every excuse not to step up, grow up, and be an adult. And you have plenty of people, men and women, regardless of their race, who uses their parents or someone else as an excuse to not do for themselves. And that is sad and counterproductive. Do you feel the same way? Do you agree, disagree? What's your take on this? I would love to hear from you, so kindly respond. Let's exchange dialogue. Let's talk about this and see if we can come up with common ground. This is something that you know really caught my eyes and caught my ears, and it was something worth discussing. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 352 of Eric's Editorial Podcast. My goal is to bring a podcast to you at least 3 times a week. Thank you for always hearing what I have to say, regardless of how important it may be. And we'll catch up with each other soon. Peace.